What's up, everybody? Ben Raza and Matt Kajewski here for AwesomeO.com, and we are back with another college football betting card, Week 8 edition. The season is rolling on. Undefeateds are dropping from the ranks, and we've got three good big-time value picks here. I had a pretty middling back-and-forth week in Week 7. Looking for a little bit of a rebound, Matt. How were you? I know you bet a lot of games last week.
It was good. I ended up going 18 and 13 overall, so solid positive record.
31 bets. Okay.
A lot of games.
Hey, you know what? We've whittled down that card. We found some good ones here. And I do want to say before we dive in, if you are not subscribing to this channel, we are marching to 2,000 subs. If we've helped you make some money or you just enjoy the content, hit that subscribe button, hit that like button, and leave some comments. If you think we're crazy, if you're tailing us, if you're fading us, we want to know. We always enjoy the interaction. But let's dive into it. A lot of games. Where are you drawn for your first pick?
Let's start with one of the marquee games on the slate with a Clemson team just reeling right now, going to take on Pitt. Pitt, a 3-point favorite in this spot. Clemson has interestingly taken some money so far this year, and it's kind of weird to think about this. This Clemson team is basically just running off name recognition alone. They've played a bunch of really close games this year, even outside of the Georgia game in Week 1. And it's starting to look worse and worse for this Clemson team. They obviously lost to NC State, getting their second loss of the year. They played Georgia Tech to just 6 points. They played Boston College to 6 points. Last week, they only beat Syracuse by a field goal. Teams that they should very much be working, and they're just not. And you look at this offense for Clemson. I mean, right now they rank 114th in passing yards per game. They're 87th in running yards per game. When you adjust that per attempt basis, it's even worse. And they're a team that's really struggled with the offensive line. They haven't shown any semblance of efficiency with DJ Uiagalelei at quarterback. Then on the other side, I do think Pitt is going up against the strength of this Clemson defense. This Clemson defense has got a few injuries in the past. But Kenny Pickett, he's playing at one of the highest levels in all of college football right now, completing 78% of his passes. And they've played some solid competition as well. The Western Michigan loss obviously is not excusable for this team, but you're talking about a team overall that's 5-1 that has beaten Virginia Tech by 3 scores, Georgia Tech by 3 scores, and that's a Georgia Tech team that only lost to Clemson by 6. This Pitt team can score with the best of them. They only have one game below 40 points this entire season. And if Clemson is going to have to keep pace with Pitt to any degree, I do not see how they stay in this game. And with just 3 points right now, that's something I'm willing to lay with Pitt. If it gets to 2.5, would be even happier with that number.
What can you say? Besides the name, Clemson just has not lived up to expectations. They struggled in a multitude of games, and you could make a case they should have lost to Syracuse at times. So I have no problem with that. I'm always a Pitt backer. Really like this offense and what they can do, particularly through the air. I'm going to a completely different type of game. I'm laying a whole bunch of points. I'm laying 23.5, and this is why you want to make sure you're shopping and using our tools, because 23.5 is out there for Michigan at home against Northwestern. I know that's a lot of points in a game with a 51 total, but I just look at this situation. Northwestern is really bad. Nice win last week against Rutgers. That was at home. Now they go into Ann Arbor. This is a totally different situation. And the biggest problem, super strength for Michigan, is the super weakness for Northwestern. Northwestern's giving up 5.9 yards per rush. That is one of the worst in the entire country, 123rd. That wasn't bad enough. Michigan on the other side, all they want to do is run it down your throat. They are flirting with one of the best rushing attacks in the entire country right now. They've dismantled several opponents. Some of the teams that you talked about, Western Michigan, they beat that Pitt team. Michigan beat them by 33. They crushed Northern Illinois by 53. They beat Wisconsin by 21, and they're back at home. It's a simple fact. I don't think they're going to turn it over. McNamara, their quarterback, has been fantastic all year at managing the game. Northwestern will have absolutely zero answers for the ground game. I think Michigan could rush the ball upwards of 50 times here. 50-14 style. I think Michigan just blows them out in Ann Arbor and wins very comfortably. I'll lay North at 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, I'm comfortable anything like up to 24 here. I would take it through that point, trying to get a 23.5 if available to you. It, like you mentioned, it just comes down to strength versus immense weakness for this Northwestern defense. They're 91st in run defense overall. When you adjust that to a per attempt basis, it gets even worse. And we've seen Michigan's strength this year. They're only throwing the ball 33% of the time, playing slow, methodical, but they have a strong offensive line, and they're just going to try to run the ball with their two premier backs, Blake Corum and Hassan Haskins. So it's pretty easy for me, as long as you get a good number on this, more than comfortable laying the points with Michigan. Northwestern is allowing 244 rushing yards per game against inferior opponents to the Wolverines.
Yeah, it's just going to be a problem. There's no doubt. Michigan's going to have their tests. It's not going to be this week. All right, two up, one more to go. Where are you looking for your final play on this card?
Let's go to LSU Ole Miss. This is one I was very interested in even before the Matt Corral news came out. And the news basically is that he may or may not play in this game. Based on Lane Kiffin's comments, it looks like he's on the wrong side of questionable. We saw this line pulled in a lot of spots. But rather than just looking at the spread, what I'm particularly interested in is the under. I grabbed this at 76, and I realize that may not be available to everybody, but I am comfortable with this number as long as it's anywhere in the mid-70s, like maybe 73 or higher here. Basically, you're dealing with an Ole Miss team that potentially doesn't have their main signal caller. They're a team already that's only passing the ball 40% of the time, which may surprise people. They are a run-first team, and a lot of that came with Corral. We saw him have 30 attempts last week. Now they may be moving to a freshman signal caller here. Expect them to potentially reduce their play volume and continue to lead on their three main backs. They use Snoop Connor, Henry Parrish, and Jerrion Ealy. On the other side, LSU has been very pass heavy throughout the season. They're throwing the ball 56% of the time, but in the last two games, that has shifted drastically. Last week, they only threw the ball 35% of the time. It is basically a lost season for the Tigers. They're moving on from their head coach at the end of the year, and they basically have just embraced the run to try to run out the clock, not only in some of these games, but the season overall. In a game where you have two really run-heavy teams, that's going to churn clock. And now you're dealing already with an inefficient LSU offense, but potentially reduced efficiency for Ole Miss. At 76 points, or let's call it 73 or higher, if you have a three and out on just a couple drives, this is going to go under the total here. And we saw this when Ole Miss played Alabama. A couple fourth downs that didn't go Ole Miss's way that turned into turnovers and changed the field, there was just no way that total was coming in. So unless you do see pure efficiency from these teams, under 70, mid-70s should be a good play.
Yeah, 76, a lot of points, and it's true. I watched that game with Ole Miss against Tennessee. Corral ran the ball upwards of 30 times, just took a ton of hits. So if he sits, it obviously could be the Heisman Trophy winner. That's going to drastically change Lane Kiffin's offense, and maybe them and LSU get into more of a methodical approach for two teams on the ground. So there you've got it. You got Pittsburgh minus three, Michigan minus 23.5, under 76 points for LSU and Ole Miss. I do want to say, BetMGM sponsoring the show. If you haven't been over there, sign up, new users, 3 months of Awesomo Plus Platinum with the first deposit, and you get a risk-free bet of up to $1,000. Terms and conditions apply. Good luck, everyone, in Week 8 college football. Stay tuned for more VODs here at Awesomo Odds, and we'll talk to you soon.